Ski Utah Director of Communications Annalise Bergen says it was lucky the coronavirus pandemic hit so late in the season. She says Utah businesses will feel the economic impact, but low snow years can negatively impact visitation. She believes Utah's resorts can contend with the disruption.
At least we did see record visitation and record snowfall throughout our season. We probably, in our past, if we looked through, have had actually worse years as a whole. And so we've weathered through those, and I know we'll weather through this as well.
Bergen says she hasn't heard direct complaints from pass holders who feel slighted by the early closing.
Most of our consumers really understand that buying that pass is still by far the best economic deal they're really going to get for skiing. A lot of them, even if they only use them maybe 10 to 15 days this season, that was still by far the smartest choice to purchase that pass.
When Alterra and Vail Resorts announced the decision to suddenly close last week in response to COVID-19, Bergen says her organization was not involved in the decision. She says Ski Utah works as a marketing arm for all of Utah's mountain resorts and doesn't get involved in the operational decisions.
The resorts here in Utah have always put the safety of their guests at the forefront of all of their business and their decisions. And we really saw that over the last week with their operational decisions and their closures over the last week. You could see that over and over again, their thoughts were with the safety of all of our guests first. And we'll all come through the aftermath of it, I'm sure.
Bergen isn't sure how the resorts are handling the layoffs, but she says resorts have evolved through the years to provide summertime activities.
And all of the resorts actually evolve over the years into a much more of a year-round format. As you all know, oftentimes you go up to your favorite ski resorts in the summer now for a lot of different activities. And so luckily, a lot of these resorts are able to keep their employees on more year-round, and hopefully they're able to get them back up there working.
The state allocated $24 million for tourism marketing during the 2020 session, but at this point, there's not a clear directive on that spending. Bergen says her hunch is that by next winter, everyone will be skiing like normal, and she believes the summer business will be up and running a few months from now. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.